News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The final US presidential debate took place last night. It was quite a showdown. During the debate, Donald Trump praised his record on helping the black community.
Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done what I've done.
The debate also centered on Donald Trump's handling of COVID.
This is the same fellow who told you this is going to end by Easter last time. This is the same fellow who told you that, don't worry, we're going to end this by the summer. We're about to go into a dark winter, And he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
Say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does. He has the ability to lock himself up. I don't know. He's obviously made a lot of money someplace.
Okay, to give us his take on how the debate went, we're joined by Bertie Ahern. Ir Taoiseach, you stayed up to watch proceedings. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it was a good debate last night. It wasn't the last day you felt you were really wasting your time. You were just listening to two grown men abusing each other. But last night was a coherent camera debate, and it really did reflect on the policy issues. Of course, there were plenty of jibes. You heard a few of them, and there was a lot more. But it did discuss in detail COVID, health. It was a very interesting debate on the future of health, what happens to Obamacare, rolling it into Bidencare. And I think Joe Biden did well in that he explained in detail where he was bringing Obamacare and how we saw private and public health mixing. Immigration was quite a fractious debate, obviously because of the children that were in the cages and pulled away from their families, which was a big issue. Of course, Trump was saying that the cages were built in totally different circumstances, of course, by the Democrats. But and then they touched on international issues and then on to race issues. So it covered a lot of areas. I think Trump was far cameraed. He was better. There was no doubt that not. He didn't. I think the moderator deserves a lot of credit, as well as the rule changes about interruptions, which is an interesting way of doing it. I will say I think it's good for those debates, because a lot of time is lost in 90 minutes on it. But it's, I think Biden did well. When Biden was under pressure, his answering was good, and I think his recall was good, and he bounced back several times with very good policy arguments rather than the bluster that Trump usually plays.
Okay, I was talking to Owen Harris actually this morning. He also stayed up to watch it. He thought Trump actually, for the first time in a long time, or maybe ever, listened to his advisors. He was making the point you made that he definitely toned it down. He also suggested that Trump had a more positivity, that Biden's was very much a doom and gloom message. Would you share that view, or are you kind of scoring it more as a score draw?
Yeah, no, I think it was a score draw. Now, Trump was good. I mean, Trump is a good debater. The difference, what I try to do in these programs in debates, you know, whatever country you're watching them in, you know, is listen to the content. There's no doubt if you were to listen to Trump, he looks, you know, for his age, he looks well. He fills up the screen. He's always, you know, he looks out. He didn't refer to any notes, which Biden does quite a lot. But he's aggressive. But when it comes down to the content of it, you know, like in the end of the day, okay, I'm a Biden supporter, so you're a bit biased, but you're trying to be reflective of it. But Trump wasn't able to answer, you know, how is he going to unite these children back to their parents? He wasn't able to give a case of what is going to happen in healthcare. We know he hates Obamacare. But you never get to the next policy issue. You know, what's on immigration? I mean, what's happened in the Great Wall? And what's his relationship with Iran? Where is he on climate change? You never get to the policy issue. Biden and his team have coherent cases of whether they can implement them or not. I mean, Trump makes this thing, you were around for 47 years, you were vice president for 8 years, why didn't you do any of these things? You know, that's a fair enough argument that a person who has been vice president, but he himself, apart from the rhetoric of hidden Biden, he himself doesn't bring forward any policy issues. If he had said, you know, 1, 2, 3, I'm going to do this, but I think Biden was far, far better at that. And I think Biden's line on all the division that there is in America at the moment, and because this is such a rancorous and divisive election, and Biden's line is that this isn't about red states or blue states, but about the United States. It's a good line. He probably said it 6 times, but it is a line I think people will, you know, go to bed like in America last night, and you know, that will stick in their head.
Finally, and briefly, Taoiseach, was there enough in this to sway the presidential debate either way, or do you still think Biden is very much the clear front runner?
No, I think Biden is. Listen, 270 is the magic number. And of course, listen, the terrible thing about the United States is that in 40 states, it's the same way. People will vote blue or red. So you look at the dark states, it comes down to Arizona, Florida, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Ohio, Iowa, Georgia, more so nowadays, and Nevada. And that was the way since I started following American elections in the 60s. And, you know, it hasn't changed. And in the end of the day, that's only 7 or 8 states, but what happens in Florida, what happens in Ohio, it will probably be decided. And at the moment, if you look through the categories, the Democrats are ahead and Biden is ahead on those issues.
Okay. Taoiseach, we might talk to you if we can get you on election morning in a few weeks. Thanks indeed for that assessment, Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.